everybody, I got word from Big Fatty, the first number one fan of the BFO was Bill in St. Louis.
Oh my God! Problem that's right. solved.
Then it was Moose P, and then Dells in Dallas.
Joe in Dallas.
Yeah, I knew that one.
Okay. Joe.
See, that was obviously before I even knew you people existed. Because so. I was not around then.
You weren't around for the. Wow, you are a newbie.
No, well, the first year of the BFO, I was listening to podcasts, but I was listening to, I didn't know anything about Big Fatty. I don't know where I heard.
You used about to listen him. To quality podcasts.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
I always smart.
Oh, the Gay Trucker is one of the first ones, and then that's where I heard about Big Fatty, so.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I didn't know anything about Big Fatty.
Rabbit, rabbit. Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1309 of the BFO for Friday, the 1th of February, 2013. Y'all coming up on today? Say it with me. Little show, y'all. We've got all kinds of things to include. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. Hello, 5-year-olds. Big Fatty, that's a good one. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a great day. It's going well, y'all. Believe it or not, today, the 1th of February, y'all, it is the end of year number 5 of the BFO. And y'all, I just can't believe it. I cannot believe, number one, I can't believe anybody's listening. And number two, I can't believe I'm still doing this shit. Big Fatty, you can say that, y'all. I can't, Big Fatty, please say it again. No, I'm not going to say it again. But anyway, y'all, thank you so much if you've been with Big Fatty from the beginning or if this is your very first little show. Y'all, I just can't put into words how much I appreciate it. But anyway, I'm sure we'll find a way before the little show is over. Big Fatty, that's just lovely. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I'm going to tell you something. You know, they say April showers bring May flowers. Well, y'all, let me just say, April showers also bring lots of fucking the first week of May. Because, y'all, 9 months later is the first weekend of February. And, y'all, today, the 1th of February, y'all, we have not one, not two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one is from that Babylon little show. And y'all, that's Scooter Booter. Big Fatty, that sounds Volga Volga. And Scooter Booter, Volga Volga. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then a former lurker is celebrating it as a Mexican, y'all. It is that Brian in the Japan, Mexico, is celebrating a celebration of exiting the birth canal today. And y'all, Miss Kitty's favorite dancing girl, Olive, celebrates exiting the birth canal today. But y'all, that is not all. That is not all the celebrations we have going on. Because Tamari, the tooth of February, y'all, there are not one, not two, but three more celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, is that VJ from that VJ Net little show? He hangs around with those occasional fags occasionally. Big Fatty. And someone very close. Two celebrations that are relatively close to the Fat Cave, y'all. The first one being in the area where the state of South Carolina would receive an enema, y'all. Is that Drusilla Blow Me? Yes, Big Fatty, that's just lovely. An enema for your birthday. But y'all, the one you've got to know about is none other than Granny Granny is having a celebration of exiting the birth canal. Now, y'all, Granny will be 58 years old on Saturday. And Big Fatty was at the store and bought a card last night. And, y'all, I bought a card that says, Happy 60th Birthday. Y'all, Granny is going to be so, so pissed at me. Big Fatty, I hope when you give him the card that he is not standing near a cake. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, the entries are still coming in, and I want to let everybody know that you have until 6 p.m. in the evening, Eastern Standard Time, and the only time zone that matters, on Friday, the 1st of February, 2013, to get your 25 words or less in to Big Fatty. Just send it to ruined at BigFattyOnline.com. And y'all, if you get it in before 6 p.m. in the evening, Big Fatty's time, you'll be in the colostomy bag for the big drawing. Remember, that's the only way to get in the contest in the number one fan contest. Y'all, that I had more garden salad and chicken wings on Thursday. So that's what it is. Y'all, it's made me extremely gassy, though. But y'all, I've gotten more entries in. Y'all, we've heard from Tom of Tom and Terry up there in the Chicago's. And he says, Dearest Big Fatty, please place me into the colostomy bag because I'm fat, old, bald, and I listen to bagpipe music every damn day. Tom of Tom and Terry in the Chicago's. Tom, that's lovely. And you really do listen to a hell of a lot of bagpipe music. Y'all, we heard from R.C. Martinez, and let's see what it says here. It says, I'm sending this to prove that I have shit luck. I would be totally undeserving of it. I would rather see Hat M or some other Mexican win. It would be funny if I won. Also, I have large testicles. Y'all, then he wrote back. And he said, whoops, less than 25 words. Damn, I hope a Mexican wins. I know I won't. Vote Beaver. What if I win, Aussie? So, Aussie, we've got you in the colostomy bag. Y'all, we heard from that Seda69. And he says, Big Freddy and Poodle McNoodle. Big Freddy, that's lovely. He says, I thought I would get all culture-fied and send you a haiku for my entry. Well, y'all, let's read it. It says, 20 minutes each workday, nada belch nada, the fat one brings nirvana. All the best, Scott the Seda. Y'all, I don't... okay. The lovely Scott. Big Fatty, did you step in some haiku? So, anyway, and y'all, believe it or not, I've received an entry from old Crazy Bacon herself, y'all. Believe it or not, it says, you should choose me as the number one fan because everything's better with bacon.
But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's the John Kobach, New York, New York. The soon-to-be number one fan for 2013. I'm calling because if I don't call, that Kathy Bacon keeps harassing me on the Twitty. that I need to call you to say vote Bacon. So I'm calling you to say vote Bacon, but I really want you to vote for me. Okay, Big Fatty. Bye.
Bye, John. Thank you so much for the call. It's just lovely to hear your voice again. And, y'all, there's no voting. There's no voting. It's a colostomy bag. Remember, you got till 6 p.m. in the evening to get your e-letter into Big Fatty. And, y'all, I want to hear from some lurkers. There better be some lurkers. Get their e-letters in. It's not going to hurt you. And, y'all, any entries I receive after I've recorded this little show, I'm going to read them on Sunday. Because, y'all, this coming Sunday, the 3rd of February, y'all, that is the beginning of year 6 of the BFO. And, y'all, Big Fatty started episode number 1 during halftime of the big game, the Boopa Soul. And, y'all, I'll be posting a little show this coming Sunday during halftime of the big game. So, y'all, you can listen to that. Big Fatty won't even be lip syncing. Big Fatty, leave that to the TV machine. And anyway, so, y'all, there'll be an extra little show this weekend because, you know, that does not replace the Monday show. You know, there are some podcasters that would say, oh, I'm doing it Sunday. I won't do one on Monday. But, y'all, Big Fatty will be doing one on Monday as well. Big Fatty, that's just lovely.
Oh, okay. I don't know if I'm trying to follow the little Uffy or not. But anyway, I just want to say that if you're trying to follow me and I'm blocked, I can't unblock me. And if you want to follow me and you're blocked, I don't request to follow people who are blocked, I don't think. And if I do, then it's because I've accepted you and whatever and whatnot. But anyway, I don't know what's going on with Scotty, but I certainly am not trying to block you, okay? Could you pass that on to Scotty for me, please? Big Scotty. And could you please ask him to call in because I love his calls too. Okay, thanks. Bye. Hi, Poodle.
Hi.
I should just start calling Poodle.
Please.
I think I'm going to... Oh, hi, Sassy.
Hi.
I'm sure Sassy listens all the time.
Oh. There's no Sassy here. Oh, Big Fatty. I think she's kerfuffled. So, y'all, that was indeed Miss Bacon. And, y'all, Miss Bacon, y'all, she is going to be giving away a cash prize. You know, those of you that have voted Bacon are going to go in her uterus bag and she's going to give a cash prize. So I had to get John Kobeck's message in there. So there you have it. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that Peter G, I tell you what, he gets around. Big Freddy, you can say that again. Y'all, that Peter Big Freddy. Peter G saw Big Freddy on the red carpet at the SAG Awards, the Screen Actors Guild. And Big Freddy, that's a lovely gown you have on, somebody should have worked on your hair, because that just looks like pure tea hell. That's all I gotta say, pure tea hell. Y'all, I also heard from Spotting Crazy, and y'all, the voting will be at Spotting Big Fatty starting Monday the 11th. And Spotting Crazy is going to include all the names of everyone who's entered into the BFO number one fan contest. And y'all, you can go over there and vote for your favorite person nominated for the number one fan. Big Freddy, that's just lovely. Y'all, can you hear that? Can you hear that? Y'all went to the Von's East after I recorded the Thursday a little show. Y'all didn't get very much. Got those birthday cards, like I mentioned. Y'all, they had the buy one, get one for free So I got that. Got some Garden Solid. Y'all, they, you know, the Von's Eats sells the Italian sausages in packages of five. Y'all, that's just too much for Big Fatty. So I asked, and y'all, they broke it. They broke the package and sold me only two links, which I thought was just lovely of them. Y'all, they had the shaved brown sugar ham. So I got some of that. I got a couple of bananas, some frozen vegetables that were half price. Didn't get very much, but y'all, I spent $20.31, but I saved $13.75. So I thought that was pretty good. And y'all, then on my way home, I went by the P.O. Box. Make a wish. Y'all, in the, Big Freddy, in the P.O. box, there were two things. One was, David, that blue jean guy's, BFO calendar that he won, which had been, sent back. So I'm going to send that back to him. I talked to David, and he, said that there was a problem with his postal carrier. But y'all, also in there was a box. There was a box, and y'all, it is from that Moose P, who is the, number one fan of the BFO. For 2010, you know, you heard Gavin at the beginning of today's little show, and all those kids over there at the Stick It With a Poke, y'all, they were recapping who all the number one fans were, is Bill in St. Louis and Moose P and Joe in Dallas and Gavin. So, y'all, we're going to add a new one come Sunday. But, y'all, Moose P sent me a package. Let's just see what we got in here. Big Freddy, look at it. Oh, yeah, guys, y'all, I just talked about it. I talked about it on yesterday's little show, y'all. And sure enough, that Moose P has sent Big Freddy two boxes. Not one, but two. Boxes of the Thin Mint Cookies from the Girl Scouts. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, it's Temptation City. Moose, thank you so much. And Moose sent me a message saying you'll have to go easy on your package. And Moose, you're exactly right. I'm going to have to go easy on, because y'all, they're addictive. They're just addictive. But Moose, thank you so much. That's just the sweetest thing. Y'all, you know, back when Big Fatty was much fatter, Moose sent me a case of them. Big Fatty, you don't need two boxes, much less a case. So anyway, but Moose, thank you so much. That's just lovely of you. Let's just see here. I've got a list here. I'm just running down the... Oh, y'all, I was gonna do Memory Lane Music today, but y'all, I just ran out of time. So I may throw that in next week, because y'all, I've got a little story about all of that. But y'all, I'm just gonna spend the last little bit of time here today saying I just want to thank you all so much for putting up with the silliness and putting up with the nattering and the stammering and the stuttering and the uhs and the belches and the farts and don't forget me, Big Freddy, and Poodle McNoodle. But anyway, y'all, it's been 5 years we've been together for many of you. Oh, dear Gussie. And y'all, over those 5 years, there's one thing that's for sure. And that is, that music's going to start, and Big Fatty's going to shut up in 20 minutes. So, anyway, y'all, don't forget now, you can still get your entry in for the number one fan contest. I want to thank Gavin and for being our number one fan for 2012. Yaz Mamadou, the number two fan, and... The gay cowboy, Chuck Charles, up there in the New Hampshire, for being the number three fan. And y'all, Big Fatty will be back at halftime of the big game on Sunday, and we'll crown a new number one fan. Right, Gavin?
I didn't know anything about Big Fatty.
Oh, and now you can forget about it.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.